Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Lots of other than everything on my own.
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, no doubt about it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
I give myself the cream.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
That's why my place to join me.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Do women at Fox get along, Allison?
Yes, we get along beautifully. We're all very close friends, especially ever since.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Cheers and greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere 444 miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas, and tonight, as a special treat, I will be staring vacantly off into the distance, just a little off to my right, not looking directly at the listeners as I normally would. It's called the Bachman effect. I'm going to try it out. I saw her try it the other night. It looked kind of cool.
And she did it well.
She did it the whole way through. Never messed up once.
And I'll tell you what, I kind of liked it because it showed more of her neck, and I just wanted to sink my teeth into that batshit crazy neck of hers.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, well, I guess there's actually an explanation for that, but we're just going to go ahead and go with the just make fun of it because that's what we do.
Exactly. Yeah. So how's
your week?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just asking how your week has been.
My week has been great. I had to go down to unemployment again this week. I met with my case manager. Her name, it turns out to be Susie, Sooozie. And,
she's cute.
Oh, my God, Jay, she's hot.
Anybody with a cute name like that is going to be cute. That's the way it always works.
Yeah. I know. It's like she either had to be an unemployment caseworker or a pole dancer. And evidently it worked out for her because,
Of course, you don't know what she does on weekends.
No, I don't.
I mean, she might work that Thursday, Friday, Saturday night run at Babe's strip club there in Bagwine.
And I'll tell you what, if I was employed, I'd go to her strip club and shove dollar bills down her thong.
Well, you know, it's never good to be assigned a caseworker. It doesn't sound good, but it's better than being assigned a probation officer, I guess.
That was pretty good. As I said on my website today, I always knew you were going to throw something in that I didn't see coming.
But, well, I'm trying to fight off a cold that just doesn't seem to want to completely go away. It doesn't.
I know the feeling.
Like, it doesn't want to be a full blown cold, but it doesn't want to go away either. But you know, I'm no Jay Cutler. I'm here, and I'm gonna stick it out for the whole hour.
You are a man among men, Jay.
Yes, very manly. And I see Desert Rat is in the chat room.
Really? You know,
yes.
If I had the chat room up, I would know that.
And you would also see that Dr. Anonymous is in there. Another great show this week, Dr. A. And we look forward to seeing what you're going to be bringing to us in the future as you Dr. A is going to, he's going to stay, I guess, with BTR, but he's going to do some different things. And so it'd be interesting to see what all he does. And of course, hi, Mike. Mike's in the chat room.
Mike, where's Claudia, baby? I miss my Claudia.
I know. We haven't heard from her in a long time.
No, we haven't. And I'll tell you what, you said a few things about BTR. What were you talking about?
Well, we mentioned before that BTR has some bullshit new rules. And one of those rules is that non-premium shows are going to be limited to 30 minutes per day and only 3 audio files. So this will be the last hour-long show that we do live. Starting next week, we'll be on a 30-minute show. And I don't know if it'll continue to record after the 30 minutes or not. As it is now, it continues to record after the hour is up. So anyway, we'll go to 30 minutes. And, well, you know, we can always talk ourselves into believing something's going to be better. And I've decided that the 30 minutes is going to be better. I don't know why.
Well, I always think something's going to be better every week when we do a new show, and it rarely is. But there's hope.
There is hope. Well, last week's show was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. We had fun. I was going to say we winged it. What is the past tense of that? Did we wong it?
We wanged it?
We wanged it? We wong it? Okay, whatever. We
do have a couple of shout-outs we need to do.
Yes, we do.
And the first one is we want to send our condolences out to Domino the Weirdo King, whose grandmother passed away earlier today. And let him know that our thoughts are with his family and him and everyone today, and our condolences on that.
Yes, he was very attached to her, and the Weirdo King is a very nice guy, and yeah, it's kind of sad. I like the Weirdo King, and Godspeed.
Yeah. And of course, speaking of the Weirdo King, and I don't know if he will be able to be there tomorrow night, but as far as I know, the Woodshed is going to do a farewell show tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I don't know exactly what time it'll be. Probably, I think 9 o'clock Eastern. And so, if they are able to do that show, you might want to check in. That they're going to say goodbye to BTR in their own special way.
I'm sure they are.
And then, of course, on Saturday night, live with their final, their last ever live BTR show. Very sad, sad day. But we will be there. It's going to be a good time.
Are you talking about the A and B?
The A and B. Annie and Burrow Live. And shout out to someone who just came into the chat room.
Oh, it's Warrior Cat.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
The chat room just got a lot warmer, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. Between her and Desert Rat, this place is melting.
Yes, it is. So, is there any other housekeeping that we need to hit on before we crank things up for this week?
Oh, I would just like to let everyone know the neighbor across from the Bagwine Degs is in the hizzy. Mr. Jimmy Stewart is sitting here alongside of me. He's doing an internship. He's a 40-something old pervert. And he wants to do a Blog Talk Radio show sometime, so he's sitting here alongside of me.
Okay, great. Well, he'll fit right in on BTR being a pervert and all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess the big news this week was the State of the Union address.
It was huge.
What did you think of it?
I really liked it. I thought it was impressive. I thought it was the pep talk that this nation of decrepitude needed at this time. How'd that sound?
It was okay. It was excellent. It sounded like an Obamatron. No. I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good. I liked the mixed seating instead of the nonpartisan seating. I enjoyed seeing some of the more liberal people complain that it resulted in fewer loud applause and standing O's, and then the conservative leaning people complained that it made it look like everybody in the building was standing and cheering for him. So I thought it worked out pretty good since it pissed them both off.
If both sides are unhappy, it was a good time.
Always. And then, of course, the other really big news this week.
Oh, you don't even want to go there, but I know you are. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jay.
Keith Olbermann did his last show with MSNBC. Last Friday, it was a very, very sad day. In fact, nobody knew about it until the very end of the show, and Twitter blew up. I don't watch his show, but Twitter blew up, and everybody was saying.
Well, Jay, I've got to interrupt you, because not only did Twitter blow up, the nation blew up.
Oh, yeah. America lost it for about half an hour there. And so his 8-year run on Countdown came to an end. Apparently they agreed to disagree and go their separate ways. MSNBC quickly moved to move Lawrence O'Donnell into his old time slot, which was a good move on their part because they avoided a full weekend of people speculating that maybe the network was finally going to back up their big talk and actually have a black host in prime time, but they got rid of that quickly. Found another white guy real quick.
We're just not ready for that.
I guess not. MSNBC's loss is I'm with Stupid's gain.
Exactly.
Because we moved very quickly.
Are you going to make the big announcement?
Well, do you want to make the big announcement?
No, I want you to, because you're the one who curried his favor and negotiated the contract.
Oh, okay. Well, we moved very quickly. Didn't waste much time. Our people called his people, and we got on the phone with him. Ignore the fact that he ignored me on Twitter all day today. That doesn't mean anything.
I didn't quite understand that.
I said it hurt my feelings a little, but it's okay.
I'm sure his connection was bad or something today.
And all that snow in New York City messed him up. But anyway, we have acquired the services of Keith Olbermann, and he did yesterday. He did his first official Keith Olbermann correspondent piece for us. So why don't we just go ahead and play that?
I'd love to hear it.
All right. This is Keith Olbermann coming to you from my undisclosed location where I'm snorting cocaine off a stripper's ass for I'm with Stupid. First, I would just like to let everyone who is rightfully worried about me that I am doing just fine. Thank you for your love and support, which I so clearly deserve. I feel good about having left and probably destroying MSNBC, as I see no way they will survive without my greatness. I will now move on to more important and fun things. First, I will have more time to help out with I'm with Stupid, who, after listening to their correspondence, clearly needs my talent and greatness, a talent and superior oratorical skills that I'm more than happy to lend to my lesser educated and not nearly as impressively articulate friends, Mike and Jim, or whatever the fuck their names are. They're not big enough for me to get to know all that well. And as for my fellow correspondents here on I'm with Stupid, I have listened to your childish and amateurish live remote, and I must ask each and every one of you, have you no sense of decency? The ridiculous and offensive reports make me wonder how you got this job to begin with. You people are an insult to the high standards and great and amazingly talented people such as myself in this industry have set. I feel that the only option you have now is to resign immediately. As with me on board, there is really no need for anyone else. My mere presence will bring I'm With Stupid to heights never before seen in the world of internet radio and eventually crushing all of my, I'm With Stupid's, enemies. So, for now, I will just thank Mel and Jake for their kindness and support, which I deserve, in allowing me this platform, although it is much, much smaller than a man of my superior ability deserves. And I thank you, my adoring fans, who rightly bow at my feet and bask in the warmth of my greatness for your support. I look forward to being here for you and fulfilling your needs. Thank you. This has been Keith Olbermann for I'm With Stupid.
Wow.
Man,
that was pretty impressive.
That was, such a humble guy. It sounds like Keith is suffering a bit from a cold himself this week.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'll tell you what, his humility is only exceeded by his long-windedness.
That's true. He never breathed once, that whole thing.
No, I've noticed that. I bet he didn't blink either.
Probably not. But the other thing is that obviously he's a little concerned about doing these reports from his apartment in New York City, and he apparently didn't want his neighbors to be disturbed because he seemed to try to be quiet while being forceful at the same time.
You know, for some reason I think he has no neighbors.
Probably not.
I think either sublet on either side is empty.
Probably.
And I'll tell you what, and it makes perfect sense, because both doors have a little arrow on it, and it says, I'm With Stupid.
Pointing towards.
You didn't see that coming, did you, Jay?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either, because I just made it up.
So anyway.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty good, though, that you got that exclusive with our colleague. You know, kind of like when Sean Hannity gets an exclusive with Sarah Palin. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Pretty impressive. He keeps landing that.
Oh, I'm sure he does often.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
He's landing that every night. Oh, yeah. Blockhead and Palin. I'll tell you what, though.
Since he doesn't have Kathleen Harris to land anymore.
Yeah, oh my. She was kind of hot. But she's yesterday's news. I'm into Michelle Bachmann now. But
absolutely.
Anyway, I'll tell you what. Happenstance would have it that I had to go to the airport the other day to pick up my chiropodist.
Panhandle?
And
oh, okay.
And I happened to be at Dayton International Airport, and you know who I came across?
Who?
Dennis Miller.
No way.
Yes, I came across Dennis Miller. We were both standing outside the Orange Julius. I wanted to ask him. I had to ask him. It's not that I wanted to. I had to ask him and get him get his take on the State of the Union address. So,
of course.
Yeah, so I got to talk to Dennis Miller briefly. So if you'd like to hear that, I'd be more than happy to play that interview for you.
Let's play it.
Dennis Miller, you are the greatest thing since Mr. Wonder invented sliced bread, and I truly appreciate you giving me a few seconds of your time as you await your connection here at the Dayton International Airport.
No prob. I hate flying anyway.
Really?
Indeed. Every time I get on an airplane, I experience the same grandiose anxiety that Mustafa's Kemal must have felt prior to being shot down over the Aegean Sea by Gino Natalucci Persichetti during the Italo-Turkish War in 1912.
Cha, cha. Wow. Well, I know you'll be boarding soon, so I just wanted to get your insight on the President's State of the Union address the other night.
What can I say, man? After watching and listening to Obama, the only thing I could think of was what Publius Cornelius Scipio Africanus said to Lucius Marcellus prior to the Battle of Zama. Dude, tread carefully, because Hannibal is a pretty good general, and these darkies are hard to kill.
Ah, ah, cha, cha. What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean? It means the same thing as what Diana Riggs said to her agent Stu Hofstra prior to the second season of The Avengers. Where's my flowers, Jew boy?
Cha, cha. You know, you're actually kind of crazy, aren't you?
Crazy like a fox. Crazy like when Ivan the Terrible ordered turkey for dinner at Sardi's, and it wasn't even Thanksgiving.
Cha, cha. Holy cow,
crazy like the time Napoleon told Josephine, bring out the good china. The Machiavellis are stopping by to watch the game.
Cha, cha.
Oh, holy shit. No wonder you and O'Reilly get along so well. Jay, back to you.
That Dennis Miller, man.
That Dennis. I tell you what, he is so irreverent and ironic at all times, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And what did you have from the Orange Julius? Cha-cha, baby.
I don't know.
What did you guys have from the Orange Julius? Did you at least buy him an Orange Julius while you were there?
Oh, yeah, and there was vodka in it.
Okay. Yeah, I usually slip some tequila in mine, but I'm a tequila guy myself, so.
I know you are. I'll tell you what, Jay.
And you know what? I was just going to say, though, real quickly, that really shows what a great guy you are. I mean, here you are on unemployment, and you're buying him an Orange Julius at the airport, and that's at least, what, $7.50 for a 6-ounce cup? So.
Oh, no kidding. They're airport prices. Time magazine, too. That was like $9.80. Fucker.
Back to generic cigarettes for you.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky's best. Oh. Nothing like a pyramid full flavor.
Are there no Ohio's best cigarettes?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what, though. We really need to get into our topic because, my
we
God,
do.
It's 11:23.
Yeah, and we need to open the phone lines, too, for people if they'd like to chime in.
And I hope they do, even though we've lost half the chat room. But if you'd like to call in, please call in at 661-244-9852. And, yes, I know that number by heart. That's pretty good, isn't it, Jay?
Not bad.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Not bad at all. Yeah, you don't know your own number, but you got that number down.
I know.
Yep. Okay, so our first big topic of the night. No.
But no, tonight we had planned on talking about a couple things. Hot black chicks in honor of Black History Month. But we wanted to start off with hot news babes. And there's plenty of those.
And this topic was born of our doing our intensive show prep while I was watching some MSNBC. And I was a little mesmerized by Chris Jansing. And I said, you know, we need to talk about hot news, babes. And you were ready to do it.
Oh, God, in a minute. I think Chris Jansing is cute. And I believe she's from Ohio. I think she's from middle Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah, well, proof positive.
Not
that,
bad.
Yeah, proof positive that not every chick from Ohio is ugly.
Well, and her being such a wonderful person kind of makes up for LeBron James being from Ohio a little bit.
Yeah, well. I have nothing for that. I mean, it was funny,
okay.
But yet I still have nothing. You should have given me a heads up on that one.
Well, I didn't know she was from Ohio. It's your own fault.
Well, I didn't either until just now.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. So we're going to talk about some of the...
Well, and I'll tell you what. Since you mentioned Chris Jansing, staying with the NBC, MSNBC thing, you know who I find hot?
Contessa Brewer?
No. She's like the Wicked Witch of the West. I'll tell you what, Nora O'Donnell, she is the hottest thing in the world. She's got this long red hair, and sometimes at 6 a.m., filling in for Willie Geist, she wears a leather dress, and it's just, oh, ugh.
Wow. Okay, then. I hadn't actually thought about that, but, you know, I do like Nora. I like Nora O'Donnell. She's a good Irish girl.
Yes, she is.
Redhead. I mean, you can't really go wrong with those things, can you?
No, you can.
But I tell you what, though. I know who we really both have near the top of our list. And that,
and who would that?
That is Julie Banderas on Fox. Exactly.
Hate the Fox, but love the Julie.
Absolutely. Hey, it turns out Orange Julius is now served at Dairy Queen.
Well, that's good.
Thanks to Mike for that info, because, you know, Mike is full of all kinds of trivial information.
And I'm sure he just Googled it.
Yeah, he knows how to work the Googles. He knows how to
work. And maybe he even, if he couldn't get it on Google, he probably called the corporate office.
Probably so.
Told
him he needed
to
know.
Jay.
Yeah.
Mike is on top of it because he just mentioned a hot news babe.
Yes, he did.
In the chat room that was on our list.
Stephanie Abrams.
Oh.
Yeah. And, of course, we mentioned her last week, and Mike decided he would run to Google and do a Google image search. And because Mike always does Google image searches with the safe search off, just saying, Mike, he ran into a picture of her that he clicked on and apparently got himself a virus. Tough break there, Mike. I tried to blame it on us, but, you know, I mean, if you know, you got to use protection, buddy. But I tell you, I got one who I had on my list, and I've kind of moved her off to the side here because she's about to fall off the list. It's Anna Marie Cox, and
really?
the reason for this is that she too did not acknowledge me today on Twitter, and you know I'm you know I've got some pride, and I'm not going to put up with stuff like that.
Well, it's
being
not even,
ignored.
Well, yeah, and it's not even just about pride. It's just about, you know, being courteous. And
exactly.
That's just rude. You took the time to contact her, and she blew you off.
Right. I told her that she was going to get a shout-out on I'm With Stupid tonight.
And what did you get?
Gave her the link, and I got heartache. That's what I got.
Exactly.
So now, the only reason that she stays on the list is that she wished me happy birthday last year on my birthday. So.
Oh, that's sweet.
That was sweet of her, but that was several months ago, almost 11 months ago, in fact. So, you know, I mean, what have you done for me lately, babe?
Exactly. All these celebrities and their complicated shoes. I hate them.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. She gets a job with GQ, and all of a sudden she can't be bothered with us.
Oh, I'm Anna Marie Cox. Ooh.
Exactly.
Actually, it's not even Anna. It's Anna.
Anna. Exactly. She used to be Anna until she got famous and she became Anna.
That. Anna Marie Cox.
And she used to just be Anna Cox. In fact, her real name is probably Anita Cox.
Yeah, I knew you were going there. For once, I knew where you were going.
Well, you know what? My BFF, Kat, just said maybe she's the guest who's in the chat room. And if she is, take back all the bad stuff we said, babe.
Well, I wish Warrior Cat hadn't said that, because now I'm going to think about it and I'm going to be all wiggly.
All distracted.
Exactly.
And if that is the guest, she could call in at 661-244-9852. Yeah.
You know, it's bad enough that I have an intern sitting here with me. And let me tell you, he's kind of hot, too.
But he's a pervert.
Well, yeah, he is a pervert, but that's okay.
But don't let that stop you, Anna. Anna.
Anna. I'll tell you who I like. We've covered Stephanie Abrams, Weather. We've covered a couple news babes. You always have to have a money report, economy and all that. I'll tell you who I think is hotter than hell, and that would be Erin Burnett.
She is just as cute as she can be. And I tell you, even, you know, and it made her even cuter that day that, you know, Chris Matthews went all sexist pig and asked her to lean into the camera and embarrassed her and everything. I felt bad for her. Wanted to go and comfort her a little bit. And, you know, it's an outrage that Chris continues to get away with shit like that.
It's an outrage that he continues to have a show.
That too.
But Erin Burnett, I'll tell you what, Jay. She's got that long, dark hair. She's smart. She's funny. She's sarcastic. And I'm sure she's kind. So you know what that makes her?
What?
Shisk.
Shisk. Exactly. And she really is. She's number one at CNBC now. She's taken over the mantle that Maria Bartolomo used to hold. The money,
yeah.
Honey.
The money, honey. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a thing about Erin Burnett. She was a Division III All-American in field hockey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you're definitely stalking her. I mean, you've
researched.
Oh, my
God, yeah. I know everything about her, and I know where she goes at every – I like her. I like her.
You know that she likes gorgonzola cheese on her salads?
Only on Tuesdays at 4:45 p.m.
At Manny's Deli on 37th Street, but hey, you know.
And Well, we've covered weather, sports, and the economy. Are there any favorite sports babes you got?
Oh, well, you know, the ultimate sports babe is the one that I met many years ago while I was in college at the U of A, and that is Hannah Storm.
Oh.
All 6 feet, 1 inch of her, and of that 6 feet, 5'10" is legs. She has the longest legs. She came walking in. She was doing a report on the University of Arkansas basketball team. This is back when Arkansas had basketball teams that you could actually sit and watch for more than 2 minutes without throwing up. And so I was going to the Final Four, and she and I was sitting down there. We'd gone down there to watch practice, and she came walking in, and she was wearing stripper boots and a very tight dress that came about mid-thigh. And she came over and started talking to us, asking us questions. And I don't know, I mumbled a few things and tried to stand up and couldn't. And we never got on TV. She didn't turn the camera on for us.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why. But anyway, that was my shot at the big time. TV, not her. I didn't have a shot at her. But anyway, so Hannah Storm, she's on ESPN, does their NBA coverage and does a great job with it. She's a terrific basketball analyst or studio news host.
She is very good, and she always has been very good. In addition to being quite cute.
Yes. And I tell you, along with the in the sports world, are two others that also kind of cross over into our other subject of the night, which the hot black chicks, and that would be Sage Steele, ESPN, who hosts in the morning on the ESPN First Take a lot of times, and of course the Fox Sports sideline reporter.
Wait a minute. We got to build this up because I know where you're. Of course is going, because I think you and I both love this woman to death, and I would crawl over broken glass just to kiss her on her forehead. Go ahead.
That is, we are talking about Pam Oliver.
Oh.
Exactly. This is the woman that the phrase, "dat ass," was invented for.
You didn't tell me about that, but you're absolutely right.
and now, not to sound sexist, she is a tremendous sideline reporter. A thousand times better than Aaron Andrews, who I can't stand. She's a tremendous sideline reporter, does a great job, and she just also happens to be very easy on the eyes.
Oh, my gosh, she's gorgeous. I have loved her for years. As I told you in my production meeting, when I was off on Sundays, I would be in the bathroom taking a leak during the pregame show, and my friend Schmoop would all often yell, "Hey, Mahoney, your girlfriend's on." And I would say, "Who, Pam Oliver?" And she would say, "Yes." Oh, my
exactly.
God, that's incredible.
And I believe that Fox has the Super Bowl this year, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah, Fox has the Super Bowl, which means they do, because Bill O'Reilly is going to interview Barack Obama sometime during the pregame show, which I won't be watching.
You know, this just came to me. And no, I'm not kidding. You know what would be the best? If C-SPAN covered the Super Bowl. That way, no one would talk. We wouldn't have Joe Buck. We wouldn't have any of these idiots.
And during timeouts and during halftime, instead of being sitting through the annoying commercials that they pretend are funny and clever, we would simply have people from, you know, call in. You call in on one line if you're a Green Bay fan, call in on another line if you're a Pittsburgh fan, and call in on another line if you're just not really a big football fan at all.
And if no one called in, we would just have nice instrumental music.
Yes, we would. And it wouldn't be much different than Joe Buck's calling the game, because Joe Buck doesn't show a lot of emotion during the game. And so that, you know, the guy with C-SPAN would be, you know, kind of like, well, here's Aaron Rodgers, as you'll see. He rolls out to the right and escapes a tackle attempt by James Harrison. And then he throws down the middle a completed pass to whoever, Donald Driver. God, I almost screwed that up. Anyway.
That's okay. I didn't notice because I had to move the phone away from me because I started coughing.
Someday if you quit smoking, then maybe that cough will get better.
Which I will be... Which I will be doing in about 5 weeks when Ash Wednesday comes, because I'm going to quit smoking for Lent.
On March the 9th.
March the 9th.
2 days after my birthday.
I know. And you'll be 32, and I'll be smoke-free.
Something like that. And we will discuss that here coming up on a future show, what we will be doing for Lent.
Oh, holy shit, and, Jay. My caller ID, oh my God, I think Guy on Your Dick just called in.
Oh, I think he may have something to say about.
Yeah, he said he wanted to say something.
Okay,
so,
why don't we just go ahead and let him, and let's do that real quick.
Okay.
Jay, Mattman, Guy on Your Dick, coming to you live from our IWS affiliate in East St. Louis, Illinois, saying hail and welcome to our two new IWS correspondents, Keith Olbermann and the love of his life, Keith Olbermann. I know that I may have seemed a little bitter at this week's production meeting when Keith was introduced and he spent 3 hours talking about his unemployed greatness. But come on, I was merely comparing and contrasting the differences of our journalistic styles. Keith, he gets his news by channeling Edward R. Murrow and stroking his ego. I get the inside scoop on world events while teabagging Dutch hookers in the flesh pots of Amsterdam and smoking Bogota's finest in the hash houses of The Hague. In other words, one could describe Olbermann's method of news gathering as Eddie and his ego, and describe my method as hookers and hookahs. The tension was not all my fault, guys. Keith didn't help to get things off to an amiable start when he kept reflecting the ceiling lights into my eyes with that mirror that he carries with him, and Kim Fragile, she was none too happy when Uber Keith called her a Rachel Maddow wannabe without a dick. I think I just heard him report that he snorted a line of coke off a stripper's ass. Ha! I'm sure that stripper's name was either Bruce or Bryce or Melvin. He's queer, guys. Perez Hilton queer. When asked who his fave hot news babes are, Keith named two guys, for God's sakes. Those two men being the resplendent and diminutive George Stephanopoulos, and the other man being that Popeye-looking Palinista Fox's own Greta Van Susteren. I'm none too happy with this arrangement, guys, but because I love you, and because the fact that I still owe a couple of 100 years to Yvonne, my fave lesbian prostitute, for a 45-minute session of Little Dutch Boy with His Finger in the Dyke, I'll stick around and follow the news as it happens. Until next time, wish Oberpuke a happy birthday for me. And now this is Guy on Your Dick, and I'll kick it back to you guys in the studios.
Wow. Well, you know what? He was the only person tonight to wish Keith a happy birthday, so.
I know, but I could tell he was a little miffed. You know how I could tell?
Just, How?
Because when Guy gets pissed, his accent changes and or he loses it altogether.
That's true. He does. I know Rat said that he sounded a little like you. I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I don't know quite that.
Where she. I don't really know where she gets that. She thinks Dennis Miller sounds like you too. I think she's just messing with you. But anyway, hopefully we can keep the internal strife to a minimum here. You know, Keith is a team player. Always has been. I don't think it'll be that big a deal.
I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, he walks around with a mirror. Oh, my God. I walk around with a coffee cup, for God's sake.
I walk around with a bottle of tequila. Yeah, we all have habits.
Exactly.
I tell you what, we have a caller.
Is it 314?
It sure is. 314, you're with Stupid.
I walk around with my hand... No, never mind.
Uh huh. We pretty much know where that is.
Hey, I know why Matt's coughing. He's coughing because he's smoking about 12 packs a day right now to build up nicotine reserves in the system. Sure, during business.
Mike, I have told my buddy Mike that I will be buying 80,000 cigarettes between now and March 9th.
I don't doubt that.
And,
I just wanted to say hi. Hi.
Oh, how you doing?
Claudia.
Was that it?
That was it. She's gone. She's watching TV.
Oh. Watching TV? That hurts.
Yeah.
There can't possibly be anything on better than us right now. Dexter is on. Well, I thought maybe Archer was on FX, but Dexter,
he's learning how to do things.
You might want to sleep with one eye open now.
Well.
So what's going on, Mike?
The image of Stephanie Abrams that my computer is now gone from Google. I did enough image reports on that one image that they took it down.
Well, good job, Mike.
I am
protecting
proud of
everyone
myself.
Else. And you have a lot of your hands, buddy.
It works.
You took time out of trying to finding mistakes on Google Maps.
Yeah, I found some more of those too. I haven't turned them in yet. But
oh my God!
When the image zapped my computer, I called in a problem report to Microsoft, and they actually got back to me.
Huh.
Matter of fact. It was so important, my report, that they had somebody call me from halfway around the world. Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That I'm impressed.
Let me ask
that?
You this, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yo.
Did you send in a complaint to Apple, too, because Steve Jobs left again?
Did you run him off?
Sent in a complaint about him being there, and poof, gone.
Got rid of him.
God, you're like God.
So
who's your favorite news babe, Mike?
I'm not sure. I don't know all the ones that you do. I don't have cable.
I thought for sure you were going to say Mika Brzezinski. I know Matt loves her.
She's my favorite.
Her nanny state.
No,
being the big nanny
state
that she is.
I got Pam Oliver.
Are you writing these down?
I thought Mike was going to say Walter Cronkite.
I thought maybe he was going to say Barbara Walters.
Bop,
circa
bop,
1968.
You guys picked a good one because I just typed in Mika and the autofill came up with Brzezinski.
There you go. She's popular.
Automatic. Nah, too old.
Oh,
I'm looking.
Too old? She's 42.
See?
Oh, my God.
We'll let Mike and neighbor Jim talk about these things after the show.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what's sad? You know what's sad, Jay? Mike's only half paying attention, and Jim is sitting here texting as I talk. I have a live audience, and it's not really live. It's just here.
Well, I tell you what.
Besides,
and Smoop's not a live audience right now, I don't think. Smoop is so excited for the show, she goes to bed, right? Right, Matt?
Oh, God, she's been asleep for 3 hours.
I tell you, with 8 minutes left in the show, we haven't made it into our Black History Month preview.
Oh, my God.
And talking about our favorite hot black chicks, but... Really, there's one.
And that is so typical of white people.
It is, and I feel guilty about it, and I'm very embarrassed. But there is one hot black chick that stands out above all the rest.
And who's that?
Matt? Well, Matt, you had an exclusive interview with her because...
Are you talking about the love of my life, Jay?
I am. Tyra Banks.
Oh, God, I love Ooh. Her. Oh, my God, she's hot. Okay. I did have the opportunity to sit down with her briefly, and I got to talk to Tyra Banks, and here's the results.
I'm here with Tyra Banks, and Tyra, J-Man and I are getting an early and jiggy start to Black History Month by celebrating all of you hot black chicks. Tyra, I don't know if you know or not, but I have lusted after you for years, and as I interview you, I can't help but feel that I have won a grand prize of sorts, and frankly, I don't know how to act.
That's what you're supposed to do. You have to, like, love the prize and show how much the prize is special. So you have to, like, touch the prize, rub the prize, and then you have to, like, walk around. You can never show your back, so you're like, here's the prize.
For our jealous listeners, could you describe the sound that you and I made when we were having sex in the green room?
I think it's a wah-wah-wah-wah.
So, Tyra, baby, now that we've had sex, how do you think it went?
It's interesting because, we had the panel of people there that were part of this experiment, and they were so candid, so opinionated, it was kind of hurtful.
You putting me down only makes me want you more.
It didn't quite go the way I wanted to, but, yeah, it was so good.
Well, that's an interesting sound that you and Tyra made.
Yeah, I know.
Together.
Yeah.
But and this panel, did they all have little clipboards and they were making
well, yeah,
little
they
notes
were
and marking from
yeah.
you know 0 to 10 on different your
yeah,
technique?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Jay. Like she said, it was hurtful. Oh my God, I started crying like Nancy Kerrigan after my performance. I mean,
why? Something like that.
Yeah, that's how I sounded. It was. I felt I was embarrassed.
Now that reminds me of prom night. But again, speaking of Twitter again, we have to bring up again. She could be one of the guests that have popped in and out of the chat room tonight. So I don't want to be too harsh, but. I did tweet Kerry Washington today to let her know that she was going to get a big shout-out tonight. And she ignored me also.
And I can't believe that.
Amazing. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. She's nice, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're always
and
top
of course,
the list. I'm typing them into Google, and boom, there they are at the top of the auto search list.
Hey, Mike.
I didn't know who...
Yo.
You need to type in Heather Tesh, T-E-S-C-H. It's another Weather Channel, babe.
And, Matt, you actually met one of my favorite hot black babes.
You're going to the 2001 incident in Detroit, aren't you? The Motor City accident.
Yes. The Detroit incident, yes.
I was working for SEIU, and I was working on the mayoral campaign of Kwame Kilpatrick, who is now in jail. But he won. And during one of his events, he had Tavis Smiley, and he also had Vivica A.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And I was in a line after the event, and they shook everyone's hand, and Vivica shook mine. I like to say that I like to say that I didn't wash it, but I did. I did quickly, but not before I went back to the hotel room and stroked
Uh-oh.
My wank, knowing that Vivica's touch was on that hand, baby.
Oh,
it was
man.
Incredible.
Have you ever tried to contact Vivica and let her know about this? Because I
yes,
bet she would be really flattered.
No, her attorney told me to stop. So I did. But she knows I love her. And I think in her heart she's happy about that.
Yeah, but as long as she knows, that's really all you need.
Exactly. And in my mind, we've had three kids, and we live in the hills of New Hampshire in a farmhouse.
And you just, and by moving there, you tripled the black population of New Hampshire.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Yes,
so.
Paulina Smith in the county of Dover, New Hampshire, saying, "Hey, look who moved in. Our county's so diverse."
Wow. So, anyway, we have a minute and a half left.
Oh, thank God.
Things are getting ready to go downhill in a hurry.
Hey, I didn't get to do my moment of OCD.
Well, we can actually do that after the live stream. We'll still be
okay.
Recording.
Okay. So we will.
I'm just letting.
Because I got to play the
letting
intro.
Our. Do what?
Oh no! Go ahead.
Oh, anyway, I was just saying that we have our live audience will lose audio here in about 90 seconds. And,
I didn't know we had a live audience because from the
it, oh
from the phone
it is
call,
alive.
No,
I mean don't judge it off of Mike here. It's a live audience.
There is enough lines. Everybody could call in and keep this thing going.
They could.
There's only two more people to call in.
Yeah, Desert Rat.
Rat and Fate.
Oh,
call in.
Yeah.
Let's do another half. We'll see what a half-hour show is really like. We'll do another half hour.
You know, actually, Mike, that was kind of a lucid point.
That's pretty good for late night for a guy your age.
Yes. It happens sometimes.
Matt, we do have a caller. And before we go off on live stream, I just want to thank everybody who's listening live. And we'll continue this in in archives. You can listen to it. So anyway, thanks. Oh, our, we had a call.
Oh, I cut him off. I cut him off.
So, is it that complicated?
Yes, it is for me because I'm stupid.
Well,
you know what the irony is, Jay? It was Jim who was sitting right next to me. And I tried to answer the phone, and instead I cut him off. Oh, my God.
Oh, Brad's second here. Bye-bye.
I'm sending kisses and hearts to Kat here. And to Rat, both of them. So, okay, in the chat room. Okay, now I'm back.
Of course you are.
So, anyway. Anyway, so so now we can do a moment of Matt Man's OCD.
Well, now I have to find it. He caught me off guard.
And now, a moment of Matt Man's OCD.
You know, Jay.
That was a little better.
last weekend, Shmoop. And for those of you who don't know who Shmoop is my BFF OSP, or as Mr. Mnemonic would say, Biff-Osp. I was expecting a bigger laugh off of that. but you know how you have those trays in your drawer that contain your silverware?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was hoping you did.
Yeah, I have silverware in mine.
That's amazing, and I'm glad you do. But, well, she didn't like the looks of hers, so she took it out and threw it out. You know, after she took the silverware out, of course. And she went to the dollar store, got a new one, and she brought the new one back, unbeknownst to me, and stuck it in the drawer, put all the silverware back in. And this was like on a Sunday night, and Monday morning, I opened it, and all the silverware is in different places.
Uh-oh.
I freaked out. You know.
Oh, I mean, you got to look attack. To find the. You got to look to find your fork now.
OCD attack.
I know. The spoons were where the forks were. The forks were where the knives were. The butter knives are where the steak knives were. Oh my God! I freaked out. I fucking broke into a sweat. I had to take the whole damn thing out and replace it and put everything back in. And I'll tell you what, the worst thing was I caught a spoon that had a speck on it, so I had to wash it, and then I said, oh, Jesus Christ, if I'm going to wash this one, I may as well wash all 300 pieces of silverware and put them back in where they should be as I'm growing my beard and reading the Communist Manifesto.
And while you're doing all that, your spam came up to room temperature and was no longer edible.
Exactly. Oh, my God. And I'll tell you what, sometimes, and she kind of chuckled when I told her that. I think she does this shit on purpose. In fact, I think she's moving plates and saucers around. Because I like certain patterns in certain areas, and she moves the plates just to make me break out into a sweat.
Well, that's just cruel.
I know.
Years and years ago, I had a roommate like that. Everything had to be in a certain place and a certain orientation even. There was a little wooden cannon on top of the TV that pointed off to a certain corner of the room, and I would go through and I would point it to a different corner. He would walk through and point it back to the corner it was supposed to be pointed at. This went on until I moved out.
It was some wild
times.
Because
you moved out, isn't it?
What?
That was the reason you had to move out, isn't it?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got told one day that I put the toaster back in the wrong direction. It was supposed to be facing the other way.
The knob has to be out, Mike. The up-down knob. It doesn't work as well if the up-down knob is facing the wall.
Well, you just know. You just tape that down, and then you plug it in when you want toast and unplug it when you're done.
My God, you are a man. You know how to save time.
Hey.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good, actually. I may post that. But I'm going to say it's my idea.
Hey.
Well, of course. You know, man,
hey,
I just realized.
Mike, did I just hear you cough?
Oh, yeah.
See, Jay, I'm not the only one.
I'm sick.
I noticed. I'm the only one here who has the cough button on my fancy high-tech equipment.
2 weeks. Don't feel bad, just cough.
Oh.
So I've got to be drinking something all the time. Which is not bad.
So you're more like Matt than we thought. But Matt, I did figure something out. I did realize where a large percentage of our audience went tonight. I saw on the news that the Egyptian government turned off the internet in Egypt because of the protesting, and that really cut into our audience quite a bit.
I have noticed. I've read the stats, and I see where we have a large Egyptian following.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, that excuse works just as good as the there was a lot of snow last week. That's why there's so many more first-time unemployment claims filed.
You know, I heard that today, and I wanted to say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But then I just couldn't. I'm thinking, what the fuck are you talking about?
That doesn't make any damn sense at all.
Cause and effect.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I think we lost a large piece of our Egyptian audience, because I think one show, maybe 3 weeks into the into our series, I may have mentioned Akhenaten.
You might have.
Did he just cough again?
Well, well, you know, we lost part of our Muslim audience when I talked about Natalie Portman, but since she's dead to me now, they can come back. I would like to help her celebrate being nominated for an Oscar, and she's probably going to win it, but I can't. So
I know, and I understand that. She dissed you.
Very difficult. It's a very difficult time for me.
You know, you've given her everything, and what has she given you?
Heartache.
Exactly.
Yeah, she goes and gets herself knocked up by some Twinkle Toes ballet dude, choreographer dude, and then she does a romantic comedy with Ashton Kutcher, I just can't. I'm not. I just can't abide by this.
Because that doesn't even make sense. When you say Ashton Kutcher and romantic comedy, it's just, what?
See,
no,
couldn't even say
exactly.
It.
Well, I couldn't say it. Well, come on, Mike. It is 10 after 12. I've been good all night. My God, I'm falling down now.
Well,
I guess it's about time to wrap things
yep.
up then.
Yep,
you got
Claudia.
Anything else? Has Claudia taken some notes while she's watching Dexter?
That episode was
oh my
over.
God, you, Jay, you made my class. I'm going to write this down.
She already went to bed and's got the radio turned on. Is that the procedure he goes through?
A little mood music.
Turn the sound up to muffle the screams.
Turns on a little Marilyn Manson.
Yeah,
for a little movie.
I was going to say, come on, baby, come to bed. I got Michael Savage on.
Oh, God. You'll want her to kill you.
Faster, faster, faster will mean something else, huh? Kill me faster, faster.
Faster, pussycat. Kill, kill.
Okay. Well, I guess I better go see what she's doing.
Oh, my God. That just conjured up many things in my mind.
with Tyra Banks?
Oh, don't even go there.
All right. I'm going.
Well, okay, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Later.
Bye.
Later.
You know, Jay, that may have been the line of the show. Okay, Mike. Hey, Jim's still here. You want to talk to Jim? Say hi to Jim.
How's it going, Jim?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I guess Matt had to pee.
too many Milwaukee's best.
Two of those is too many, isn't it?
Well, you know, two of those, a couple of hard-boiled eggs, and a beef and bean burrito, and you have yourself a case of aromatic excellence.
You
champagne
you see that
of beer.
You see that sitting on the table? You better open the window.
Yeah,
but you can't
you
because
say that
you can't
guys,
because he.
You say that around the guys, but around the girlfriend or the missus, it's like, oh, get out of here with that.
You know, you can't even open the window because he's winterized it. He's got the plastic up.
Oh, where is that poor cat? I feel sorry for it.
Oh, wait a minute. Those burritos aren't from Taco Bell, are they?
One and the same.
because we just have it. We need to have a laboratory determine what the hell really is in Taco Bell.
Yeah, we will never know. The greatest minds are working on that. I don't think we'll ever truly know if it's beef or not.
And I'm just thinking about, you know, 25 years of considering Taco Bell the best drunk food on earth, And now I'm very, very concerned about what I've been eating.
Absolutely. That's why I switched Burger King. They're open late nights.
Man. See, when I lived down in Texas, we had Taco Cabana, so I didn't have to go to Taco Bell. So there was a few years there. There was a little time there when I didn't go to the Taco Bell. I went with the Taco Cabana, the great big burrito, and they served margaritas. So.
Bill Miller's. Mm. You've been in Texas, so you've got to have at least heard of Bill Miller's.
Nope.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. I lived in San Antonio for a brief period.
Well, that's where I was.
I'll tell you what. Oh, my God. Little town north of San Antonio, New Brunfels. Mm.
Sure.
We stayed there. Nice little German town. Oh, my. I'll tell you what. You can visit all kinds of different cultures just living in Texas.
Oh, sure.
It is so out of this world.
We went to New Braunfels to attend Divorce Fest.
Mm. Man.
So, and the Wiesach was the restaurant that we used to go to in New Braunfels. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Out of this world.
You lived in San Antonio?
I've lived in San Antonio.
Oh, my
I've
God.
Lived in Dover, New Hampshire.
Oh, it's all over now.
Courtesy of the United States Navy. It's not just a job.
It's an adventure.
Yeah. It's some kind of adventure. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, this is working out pretty good for Matt. He gets to just turn the phone over, have you guest host for a little bit while he goes to the bathroom, goes gets another beer, checks out the window to see what's happening, checks on Smoop. Gets the scope out to see if he can see any action in the hospital across the street.
I don't think there's too much going on. I mean, a little bit of snow flurries here in this big roaring metropolis. I think he opened the door to the bedroom. I think I quite possibly heard some snoring, but I'm not sure. I don't know if that was the cat or Schmoop. I plead the fifth on that. I don't know. You know. There's that information highway, and I'm looking for the express exit. Oh, man. I told him I wanted to call in because I had a lot to bitch about tonight.
And then he hung up on you.
Yeah, really. Hence the name of the show. I'm with Stupid.
Yeah, we're professionals. There's two options. Take call, hang up. He clicked the hang up.
Oh, well.
Normally we don't let Matt do the switchboard, but, you know, we thought we'd let him give it a try this time.
There you go. Everybody's got to expand their repertoire.
Yeah. Now he'll refuse to even try from now on.
Oh.
He'll say, "Oh, I don't want to touch it. I don't want anything to break."
Oh, it's my turn to go to the bathroom and get a beer now. So I'm turning it back over to Matt.
Okay then.
See, it's a shame that I hung up on him, because he's actually almost a normal person.
Almost. You know, he and Drive-By Mikey could do a show.
Well, no, we won't go there. No one can do a show with Mikey.
Probably not. Well, okay.
That was an all right show. It was fun.
That was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, fucking Mike. He's a mess. I I mean, it was a good show considering that it's the, as I told someone else the other day, it's the butt-ass crack of January, and there's nothing to deal with.
Yeah, nothing really going on. So we wanted to spend the hour talking about the State of the Union, which I could have done, but everybody would have fallen asleep.
I know, including us.
Although I could have talked for a long time about Michelle Bachmann and her response.
Well, and I'll tell you what, and I forgot it, and I had it written down, but I didn't have it on one of the papers. Oh, Jay, you would be proud of me. I got notes on either side of my computer, but I had a third page that I didn't put up. I wanted to say, it's cool that Gabby Giffords has been upgraded from serious to good, but I'm waiting for her to be upgraded from good to hot.
Hi-oh!
I know, that's a good line, and I freaking forgot about it.
Well, we got it in. We got it in.
Oh, shit.
And, of course, we could have talked about Sarah Palin, her, well... Well, I do got to give Michelle Bachmann credit because she brought charts. See, that's something that Obama was sorely missing, was a PowerPoint presentation and charts, man. I mean, sure, her charts were complete bullshit, but she had charts.
And I'll tell you what.
Obama never, he should have whipped out a computer. He's a gadget guy. Pulled down a big screen that would have covered Joe Biden and John Boehner. Boehner could have taken the opportunity to get a couple of hits off of his scotch bottle hidden behind it.
I'll tell you what. When she did that, the lighting was terrible, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because Michelle Bachmann's hot. And she looked like a meth whore.
She looked like she was wearing a touch too much makeup.
I know.
But so was Joe Biden. So.
Very good.
But my favorite thing of the whole week was when Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin claiming that she was really unhappy with Obama's use of the phrase Sputnik moment because it was the spending on the space program that caused the Soviet Union to collapse. I hear all this time I thought it was a failed social and economic experiment called communism, but no. It was just if they just hadn't spent on their space program, it would have succeeded. So, damn the things you learn by watching Fox News.
Well, I heard someone on, and I forget who it was. It was one of the guests. He said, "I bet Sarah Palin could see Sputnik from her backyard."
So, okay.
Jim just said,
right.
I'd do her. I'd do her. I wouldn't like it, and I wouldn't be happy with myself, but I'd do her.
At the New York Knicks Miami Heat game earlier tonight, they decided that they would Tracy Morgan was in the crowd, and so they decided that they would just have him there on TNT during the halftime, come over there with the announcers, like this is a good idea, right? And, of course, I don't know how they got on the subject of Sarah Palin, but Tracy Morgan did inform everybody that Sarah Palin is good masturbation material. Live on the air.
So Jim's not wrong.
So Jim's not wrong.
I'll let him know.
Tracy Morgan agrees with him.
There you go. And if he agrees with you, there you go.
You got your pulse, or your finger on the pulse of America.
Exactly. All right.
All right. Let's wrap this thing up.
Oh, I thought we had. I'm sorry. I always forget that.
Next week is the Super Bowl party.
Yes,
so
it is.
Get your snacks and your hoardy overs and your foods and your.
That was good.
Go to foodnetwork.com. I'm sure that Sandra Lee has some wonderful yet easy to make snack ideas.
Oh God, I love Sandra Lee, and I hate her at the same time. But my God, I have never seen such a skinny chick with the biggest boobs. Oh my God!
And I'm just going to say that I'm sure they're real.
I don't care if they are or not. Oh God. I know what I want my hors d'oeuvres to be. Move over, Governor Cuomo. Matt Man's coming in. I'm gonna pull a Carl Palladino on your ass, buddy.
Get out of here, Andy. I got things to do with your wife.
Yeah, Big Mary, move out of the way. You don't even know what you're doing with this chick. God damn it.
Walk on out of here with your tassel loafers.
Oh, God.
We're
why don't you
the
jump
room
across and... a mud puddle like you're a big Nancy and dancing on Broadway, you son of a bitch?
I'll sit in the other room and read the Wall Street Journal while I show Sandra what a real man is.
Exactly. Here you go. If you want something else, here's the TV guide. God damn it. I don't know where that came from, but it worked.
I love Carl. Where is Carl these days? We're going to have to bring him back.
We can't do it because no one remembers who he is now.
Wait, to them, he's just a character on the show.
Carl Palladino, wasn't he in Happy Days?
God damn it, Ponzi.
Wasn't that Ponzi's buddy? Oh, my God.
God damn it, Ponzi. Get out of the way. Let me show you how to drive the boat.
Oh, my God. And once again, I just snorted. Oh, my God. Okay. Focus. Focus.
May have to
focus.
Use that. May have to use that for our highlight reel.
We have one?
Yeah, we will.
One of these days.
Well, I uploaded one to Podbean for everybody out there. We're on Podbean. I don't know what the goddamn it's
really
IW radio.podbean.com.
Because after all this time, you are still focused.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gave up long ago. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no.
I snorted again.
That's always great when the show takes a Carl Palladino turn. God damn it! It's supposed to be done 30 minutes ago.
See, it's his fault. Oh my God. And then
maybe he'll run for president.
My intern Jim, he's sitting on the couch trying to find out where Corky went. And you thought it was just me. Corky.
Corky is hiding somewhere going, I'm not getting anywhere near that freak.
Oh, she's clever. I'll tell you what, in 5 minutes she's going to come up and claw him on the leg and run away, and he's not going to know what hit him. Oh, my God. Kenny's not going to even know he got scratched.
No, it'll be sometime tomorrow, and he'll say. Yeah. He'll be looking at it going, what the hell? What's the deal with all the blood all over the sheets?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, Jay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Jay.
Okay. And tell Guy to keep working on that. Tell Guy to keep working on that. He could do a good John Kennedy.
Ask not what you can do for your country. What? Wait, what? Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.